It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado abortion providers are expecting to see an influx of patients from out of state after Texas passed a strict law on abortions. That law bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, and it allows Texans to sue people who help patients get abortions or providers of abortion care. Adrienne Montanares with Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains says that provision is especially cruel.
And so what we're anticipating is that patients coming from Texas will have that much more stress, stigma, fear.
Manzanares says people have started to donate money to help pay for patients from other states get access to health clinics that perform abortions. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette is helping to lead the effort in Congress against the new Texas abortion law. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Denver Democrat is co-chair of the Pro-Choice Caucus. The group met Thursday to discuss the Texas law and what Congress can do to protect access to abortion services regardless of where a woman lives. On top of the agenda is passing the Women's Health Protection Act, which would codify Roe v. Wade into law. DeGette and all Democratic members of the delegation are co-sponsors of the bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to bring it up for a vote when members return this fall. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Republican Doug Lamborn says the U.S. Supreme Court's decision not to block the Texas law is a positive first step in restoring states' rights. Colorado is launching a new grant aimed at helping primary care providers distribute COVID-19 vaccines directly to patients. Each recipient will receive $60,000 to $120,000, depending on their size. They'll also get money for every vaccine they administer. The governor's office says the relationship between patients and their regular doctors may help persuade people to get a shot. Just over 75% of Colorado's eligible population is at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19. More than 200,000 people have attended the Colorado State Fair. The event in Pueblo was mostly canceled last year because of the pandemic. It runs through Labor Day. This is CPR News.